كمان معي انت طلعت يا معلم من يجي
ما
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوتي وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وعن عامر بن عبد الله بن زبير عن أبيه رضي الله عنهم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أعلن النكاح رواه أحمد وصححه الحاكم. Still on the book of nikah and بلوغ المرام. The author رحمه الله تعالى brings the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was reported from Amir, the son of Abdullah, the son of Zubayr, from his father, that the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَعْلِنُ النِّكَاءِ أعلن النكاح رواه أحمد. That is, announce the nikah. رواه أحمد. أحمد reported this. وصححه الحاكم. And الحاكم declared it to be authentic. This hadith is telling us one of the important things of nikah. In fact, some scholars they see it as compulsion. According to the madhab of Al-Imam Malik rahmahullah ta'ala, he believes that ilan al-nikah, that is the publicizing of nikah or announcing it, is compulsion. Why the other madhahib of the opinion that what is compulsory is al-ishhad. Al-ishhad is to make two witnesses at least to be present at the gathering or the sitting of the act. When a man says, I give out my daughter to you as a wife, or a marrying of my daughter to you, the jumhur of the scholars are of the opinion that there should be two witnesses. However, Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala is of the opinion that what is compulsory is al-ilan. What is al-ilan? Al-ilan is to publicize it in whatever way that is halal, to make the people know that so and so person has been married off to so and so person. In whatever way that is halal, that this can get to the hearing of the people, can get to the knowledge of the people. So this is the position of Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala. But the jumhur, they're of the opinion that ishhad is sufficient. That is, if you have two witnesses at the sitting of the act, where the man is giving his daughter out to somebody as a wife. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith, "A'linu nikah," make the nikah public, make it public, make it known to the people. Because if this is not done, one, some people may think that this person has committed zina, or the two parties involved have committed zina. And that is why there are various ways that people use to publicize the nikah. Various ways. In some cultures, maybe shooting some maybe shots, firing some shots to announce it. When people hear the type of shots, they know that okay, there's a nikah going on. That is, somebody has been married to another person. This is the culture of some people. And at times, this is done with the beating of doof. As Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in authentic hadith, he said, "Faslu ma bayna al-halal wal-haram." He said, the distinction between al-halal and al-haram is ad-dufuf, the using of dufu. This is a kind of drum, so to say, that doesn't make serious noise, doesn't make much noise. It's called duf. It's only covered at one side. The other side is left open. It's small and it doesn't make much noise. Some people call it tambourine, but it will not have this rings or so. It won't have it around it, so that the noise will not be much. So this is the cause of. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Faslu ma bayna al-halal wal-haram." The distinction between al-halal and al-haram is darbu bad-dufuf, is the beating of the doof. So this tells us the importance of announcing the nikah. So when people, when they know this, they know that so and so person has been married to so and so person. So this is called an ilan. So what Imam Malik rahmahullah ta'ala was reported to have said is that, let's say a man, for instance, marries off his daughter to another man, and both of them were the only people around, that is the man and the father or the guardian of the lady, both of them were only those who are around. So I said, okay, I marry off my daughter to you. So Imam Malik rahmahullah ta'ala, that nikah is valid. But there is a condition attached to that. The condition, according to him, is that what? This must be made known to the people. Announcement. There must be an announcement. So that people that see them together will not see them as what? Having committed zina. How this is clear. So, and that's why an ilan is very, very important. To the extent that some of the a'imma, they attached the validity, so to say, of the nikah to it. That this must be announced to the people. In whatever way. Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala commenting on this, because this is the position of the Sheikh himself. He said, if a man marries off his daughter to another man, and both of them, they go out, they start war, telling people, I've released my daughter, I've married off my daughter to so and so person, and this becomes what? known to the people. He said, this is what? Vanity. He said, this is vanity. But whether we see the position of Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah or Imam Malik, or the position of majority of the scholars who say at ishhab is a condition, the most important thing is that what? The nikah must be made known. So on this one, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A'linun nikah, publicize the nikah. Don't conceal it. Don't conceal it. Make it known to the people." And this is what al-amr. Well, amr yufidu al-ujub. And when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam or Allah subhanahu wa taala commands us to do something, it means it is what? Compulsory. وعن أبي بردة from أبو بردة من أبي موسى عن أبيه أبو بردة the son of أبو موسى from his father رضي الله عنهما may Allah be pleased with him and his father قال he said قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم the son of Allah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا نكاح إلا بولي رواه أحمد والأربعة وصحاب ابن المديني والترمذي وابن حبان وأعل بالإرسال from Abu Burda the son of Abu Musa from his father may Allah be pleased with both of them he said the Messenger of Allah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا نكاح إلا بولي no marriage is valid إلا بولي except with the permission of the wali. As you have mentioned several times, this law is called la an-nafiyah, the law of negation. The meaning can be understood from three angles. It may be nafiyul wujud, that it is what? It is negating the existence of something. So when I say, for instance, la nikah, there is no nikah. Is it negating the existence of nikah, or is it negating the validity of nikah, or is it negating the perfection of nikah? So this is what scholars will call نفي الوجود نفي الصحة and نفي الكمال take for instance a person of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم says والله لا يؤمن والله لا يؤمن والله لا يؤمن الذي لا يأمن جاره بوائفا he said والله is not a believer والله is not a believer the one whose neighbor does not feel safe from his evil deeds. Does that mean the person is not a believer at all? Eh? Does that mean the person is not a believer at all? So which type of nafi is that? Nafi al-kamal is the nafi of perfection. That is, Wallah is not a perfect Muslim. Not that the person is not a Muslim at all. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه من الخير. None of you is a believer, or one of you is not a believer, until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself of good. So the nephew here is also nephew al-Kamal. It's nephew Al-Kamal, not Nafiyu Siha or Nafiyu Al-Ujud. When we say Nafiyu Al-Ujud, take for instance, somebody comes to the masjid and there is nobody inside the masjid. And he said, La ahada fil masjid. There is nobody in the masjid. What type of negation is that? Nafiyu Al-Ujud. That there is nobody in the masjid. So ordinarily, when Nafiyu is used It goes to natural wujud, ordinary use. But it is a context that will tell us it is not natural wujud, it is natural siha or natural al-kamal. It is what? The context. How to display? La ilaha. La ilaha illallah. What type of nafi is that? La ilaha. Nafi siha. So in that way it is wrong to say what? There is no God but Allah. Huh? When you say there is no God but Allah, there are gods. Many gods people are worshipping. So it can't be nafi al-wujud because there are many gods. I hope it is clear. So the Lord here will not be nafi al-wujud. So and that's why when some people translate La ilaha illallah as what? La ilaha mawjudun illallah. There is no God that is existing except Allah. Now reality belies this. There are many gods. And that is why what is omitted here, is it mawjud? Some grammarians will say it is mawjud, that is what? Omitted here. But the one who understands aqidah will say no, it's not mawjud, that is what? So la ilaha. Huh? La ilaha meaning what? What is the translation, the correct translation? There is no deity worthy of worship. So you can say what? La ilaha haqqun. La ilaha haqqun. Or la ilaha ma'bud bi haqqin. There is no God that is what? That is real. That deserves to be worshipped. Illa Allah, except Allah. So this is what? Nafyu as-siha. Then we have given examples of nafyu al-kamal. So yeah, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said what? La nikaha illa al-wali. There is no nikah except wali. Is it nafyu al-wujud or nafyu al-kamal or nafyu al-siha? Nafyu al-siha. That there is no nikah that is valid except with the permission of wali. Because if you say it's nafyu al-wujud, there are many what? People who are married without what? Without wali. So it can't be nafyu al-wujud because reality belies that. So this would what? Either nafyu al-kamal, nafyu al-siha or nafyu al-kamal. And it cannot be taken to be what? Nafyu al-kamal because what? Because of some other evidences that exist. I hope it is clear. So la nikaha illa biwali. No nikah is valid except with the permission of the wali. Imam Ahmad reported this. Wal arba'a and the four. And Ibn Madini declared to be authentic. Wal trimidhi and trimidhi. Wa ibn Hibban and ibn Hibban. Wa'illa birsal. Some scholars said it is hadith mursal. That is, it is hadith that is not ascribed to the to what? Hadith mursal is a hadith that a tabi'i, for instance, just ascribed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he has dropped somebody. We don't know the one who has been dropped. Is he a companion or a tabi'i like himself? If you know that the person that he has dropped is a companion, the hadith will be what? Authentic. Because as sahabat kullu mu'adun, the companions are all what? Reliable people. They are people that don't question their what? Their reliability and people of trust. But here we don't know whether the person who has been dropped is a companion or not. So this we call hadith mursal. But what is correct is that from different sources of the hadith is what? Hadithun sahih. So la nikah illa al-wali, no nikah, no marriage, no coming together of a man and a woman as a husband and a wife is valid except the wali, with the permission of the wali. وروى الإمام أحمد الإمام أحمد also reported عن الحسن عن إمران بن الحسين مرفوعا from الحسن from إمران the son of الحسين مرفوعا لا نكاح إلا بولي وشاهدين that there is no nikah except with the permission of wali وشاهدين and two witnesses. This is just like the first one that some scholars said it is also da'if. That is particularly the one that has what? لا نكاح إلا بولي وشاهدين. They said وشاهدين, that ziyada is what? Is da'if. A lot of scholars said this, that what is authentic is لا نكاح إلا بولي. Now going back to the first hadith, we said the hadith says what? أعلن النكاح. Publicize nikah. Don't make it secret. And secret nikah, according to jumhur of the scholars, is the nikah that somebody marries off his daughter to that person, so to say, and there is no shuhada, no shahidan on him. No shahidan. Maybe only shahid, one shahid. And they conceal it like that. So the marriage is just between the man and what? The woman and maybe the wali. So this they call what? Nikah usir. The nikah that is not publicized. Not even what? Not even shahidan are aware of it. But to the majority of the scholars, if two witnesses are aware of such a nikah, they don't see it as what nikah is. To majority of the scholars. If two witnesses are aware of that, apart from those two witnesses, any other people are not aware. Only those two witnesses, they still see it as what? Nikah, that is what sahih. How to explain? That is what is nikah sahih. Let's say a man and a woman, both of them are married, and they decide to what? Move out of the place. Maybe they go to other place. Where they've moved out of, nobody knows that this man is what? Married to this man, or this man is married to this woman. So they move to somewhere. Hey. So it's only between the man, the woman, and the wali. So this majority of scholars will call what? Nikah usir. They'll call nikah usir. There is a hadith in Muwatta' Imam Malik, though the hadith is da'if, that Umar radiallahu anhu separated between a man and a woman, that there was a wali, then one shahid and shahida. A wali, one shahid and what? A shahida, that is a woman. And you know what? A woman is not up to what? A man. So two women will be in place of a man. So it is said that what Umar radiallahu anhu separated between the two. Well, the hadith is what? The athar is da'if. The athar is da'if. But to the mood of the scholar, once we have two shahidan, they believe what? The nikah is non-nikah sir. Now we said earlier on that Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala did not stipulate an ishhad. So in if I marry off my daughter to somebody and nobody was at the teaching of that watch, of that act, the most important thing is that what it should be announced to the people. It should be announced to the people. That's the most important thing. According to Imam Malik. Likewise, Al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala said, this hadith, لا نكاح إلا بولي وشاهدين, is da'if. Then he argues for that. He said it was never reported that the companions, whenever anyone of them wanted to get married, or married off their daughter, that they would be looking for what? For two shahids. That there was no any report like that. What you know is that Imam will say, okay, I give you my daughter as what? As a wife. And this will be what? Made known, be announced to the people. But this issue of what bringing two witnesses, that there is no evidence of that. This hadith is what? Is da'if. Now this is different from what the issue of what? La nika illa al-wali. I hope it is clear. So Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala said, what is compulsory is what? Al-i'lan, to make it known to people. Once people are aware, any person who sees them together will not say, okay, who is this lady? Because the announcement has been made. So, but if two witnesses were the sitting of the act, and this was not announced to the people, this can still what? Lead some people to what to be asking questions because they are not aware. And what? They did not hear the information. So the shahid here is that all the scholars, they agree that ilan is important. But is it important to the level of calling it ruknu? Some said yes. Some said not up to that level. What is a shart is what an ishhad. Calling as what witnesses to shahidan. Now I'm going back to what al-wilaya, that is the guardianship. And Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmahullah ta'ala, is of the opinion that guardianship is important, but it's not a condition. Please, I want us to get this so that we won't miss up the issue. We said Imam Malik says what Ilan is composed, not Ishaad. The Jumhur, when we say the Jumhur, Abu Hanifa inclusive, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad, they have the opinion that what an Ishaad is composed. Now the issue of wilaya, the guardianship, Abu Hanifa said, al-wilaya is important, but it's not what a condition. It's not a condition. So Abu Hanifa, a lady can marry off herself. Can marry off herself. Though the wali is also important in what? In functioning it. But not to the level of what? Saying without the wali, no nikah. Now, there should be what? Ishhad. Now, let's say I'm a lady, for instance. Or let's say a lady wants to get married. And a man proposes to her, as you have discussed, talked about khitbah, and this lady now submits, she accepts the proposal, and they want to do akd. According to Abu Hanifa, the lady can what? Do the akd of herself. But there must be what? Shahidan. So there must be witnesses who witness. Because without witnesses, the nikah is what? Invalid. Is that clear? Without witnesses, the nikah is invalid according to Abu Hanifa, or according to the Jumhur. According to the Jumhur. So Abu Hanifa also takes what? This position. Now, before we go to the argument, or let's take the argument first. The argument is that what? The hadith la nikah illa al-wali is not authentic. That's one. Then if it is authentic, if it is talking about what? Nafi al-kamal, they are not Nafi al-fiqh. He said, marriage is a contract, just like any other contract. So a lady can engage in a contract by herself. If a lady wants to buy a house, for instance, now, does she need a wali to buy a house? Huh? If she wants to buy anything, does she need a wali to buy it? So they say, this is like what? It's like contract. Then which contract can be more important than the contract that affects her asset? That she should be allowed to do this contract asset. You can't say the contract, the validity of the contract is subjected to the sanctioning or the permission of one person. They also say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word nikah that for women in some verses of the Quran. Take for instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا طَلَّقْتُمْ إِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنَّ أَنْ يَنْكِحْنَا أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ إِذَا تَرَادَوْا بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? فَلَا تَعْضُلُوهُنَّ. Don't prevent them. That if you divorce women, men, if men divorce women, and إِذَا طَلَّقْتُمْ وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ. And what the ajal, the time, the prescribed time terminates. Then the woman wants to remarry. She wants to remarry a former husband. Allah said, فَلَا تَعْدُلُوهُنَّ. You the awliya, don't prevent them. أَنْ يَنْكِحْنَا أَزْوَاجَهُمْ. أَنْ يَنْكِحْنَا. That they marry أَزْوَاجَهُمْ. They are what? Their former husband. إِذَا تَرَادَوْا بَيْنُهُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. So he said, so in this verse, Allah said, what I am chafna. So these are some of the arguments that they come up with. Now the majority of the scholars who said wilaya is what? Compulsory. Imam Malik. We are considering Imam Malik to be one of what? The majority now. Because it is the issue of ishhad that Imam Malik does not. Instead of that, it takes what? Reliance. But with respect to wilaya, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad, they have the opinion that what? Wilaya is a shart. And they use as evidence this hadith, this number one. They use as evidence as well the hadith that we are going to take next, inshallah. They also use as evidence the same verse used by the Hanafiya, that if you divorce women, فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنِ, and you reach the prescribed time, فَلَا تَعْدُلُهُنِ. That means the father, the awliya, they have what? They have say. They have say. Because if there is no have say, Allah would have said what? فَلَا تَعْدُلُهُنَ يَنْكِحْنَ أَزْوَاجَهُنَّ. So that verse you have used is not an evidence for you, it's an evidence against you. That is one. Two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? وَلَا تُنْكِحُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Do not marry off your daughter. Allah did not say what? وَلَا تَنْكِحُوا الْفَتَيَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. He said وَلَا تُنْكِحُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Do not marry off your daughter. Which means what? You are lee has what say. وَلَا تُنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُونَ. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَانْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ, those who are not married amongst you. Marry wife for them. Marry husband for them. That shows what? The awliya have what? Stay. Apart from these hadith that have been watched, quoted, so there are some other verses of the Quran also portrays this. And when we look at it critically, this is what is more honorable for the women. Because it's something that we want it to be what? A life contract, so to speak. And considering the women in taking their decision, so a woman may take a hasty decision and marry herself off to somebody, and maybe less than what, few days, everything will crumble. But if there is what, a man that is also guiding her, maybe the person that is coming as a suitor, they look at the person critically, this will be more honoring for her, and if we watch, it will be better for her. Rather than leaving her to do and undo. All this is clear. This, however, does not mean that the woman or the lady does not have say at all. She has what? Say. As we shall also reach. Because it is not permissible for the wali to also force the lady to marry somebody she doesn't love. We have the case of Khalfa bint Hizam, who was previously married, and she was divorced. She wanted to remarry. The father wanted to force her to marry somebody, and she came to the Messenger of Allah SWT. She did not love the one that the father wanted her to marry. فَرَدَّ لِكَحَهَا And the Messenger of Allah SWT, what? He dissolved the nikah. Which means what? The lady also asked him. Out of this place. Likewise, there's another hadith in Sunnah Abi Dawood. A lady, this one was not previously married. She was a dick, a virgin. And the father wanted to marry her off to somebody. And the lady was not pleased with that. فَخَيَّرَهَا رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ And Messenger of Allah gave out the option, the choice. He gave her the right to make what? Choice. The person that your father wanted to want to marry you to is not binding on you to if you are not. So what you are saying in essence is that what? The lady cannot do everything herself. So she needs the approval of the father. Just like the father cannot marry her off without her own consent. So the correct position, not the most correct, the correct position is the position of majority of the scholars as far as what the issue of wilaya is concerned. Obviously, as far as the issue of wilaya is concerned. So the position of Abu Hanifa and his students here are not correct. It's not correct. The position is not correct. However, somebody who takes the position of Abu Hanifa because he's convinced of that position, if he concludes nikah like that, the nikah is not going to be called dina. It's not going to be called what? Dina. Scholars, they call it nikah ushubha. Nikah that has what? Shubha. There is ambiguity surrounding it because this is something that is what? Sanctioned by some scholars. And what they do, nikah based on that in the mazhab. And they have some what? Evidences that they use. Those evidences are not as what? Strong as the other evidences. So they call it, what? Nikah fasich. Nikah fasich. Nikah that is what? Fasich. Up this way. So they call it nikah fasich. So they won't call it zina. They won't call it zina. Now, what can we say about a lady who is dating a man And both of them, they love one another, and they want to marry one another, and they'll be going like that. So they will be in seclusion, be in isolation. Since the lady loves the man, and the man loves her, and both of them, they want to marry, not that they want to be doing a... Under which must have done this for. Eventually, they have sexual intercourse and what, they have children like that. Is the question clear?
Yeah.
Under which must have this? No.
No,
it's hard. No, it's hard. She gives herself out on what? Without a wali. Now that agrees with what? Mother of the Hanafiya. But it's not part and parcel of mother of Hanafiya to also live out what? It's hard. How is it clear? So this is what? Zina. Outside Zina. Because no is hard yet. So the fact that both of us want to marry each other, not that I'm not dating another man, it's only this man, I'm not dating another woman, it's only her. So and they watch, they continue like that, they watch. They have sexual intercourse. All along they've been watch committing lesser zina. Till what? They commit what? The major zina. So this is not the... It's not the mother of Hanafiya, no. Mother of Hanafiya is that if they are going to do such, there must be what? Ishad. There must be a time that they are going to do the nikah, and they must watch Ishad. And that is the what? Is what must happen about it. It's not correct. That of Hanafiya is what? Is not correct. Why this one, with the consensus of the scholar, is what? Is dinner. Now, another question. A man marries off his daughter without witnesses. But after they've done this is announced to the people. Maybe the announcement is known when they are taking the lady to the house of the man. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فصل ما بين الحلال والحرام الضرب بالدف والصوت. That is the voice, the singing, and the dufu that they beat separate between what? So when they are taking maybe the young ladies, young girls, they are beating dufu when they are taking the lady to the house of the man. But when the act was being conducted, no shahidan. What can we say about such a nikah? Valid. On whose mazhab? Mazhab of Mamali. Because what is stipulated is what? Al-wilaya and what? Al-ilan. Al-wilaya and al-ilan. And that is the favorite opinion of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. Now, what can we say is the position of walimatun nikah? Walimatun nikah. Is walimatun nikah a pillar, a condition, mustahabba? What is the position of walimatun nikah? Mustahabba, according to majority of the scholars. According to majority of the scholars, mustahabba. However, Ibn Hazmi, Sheikh Al-Albani, and some others, they have been at what? Walimatun nikah is wajib and compulsion. But it's outside what? Nikah. It's outside nikah. How to display? So there is no scholar that takes what? Walimatun nikah as a shart. No scholar. Is that what? Mustahabba, which is majority's opinion. Or what? Or wajiba. But to say, okay, it is a pillar, or is a shart, no scholar has said this. So it is important that we know this. Some people ignorantly He accused people of what? Of zina. Why it's not what? Zina. So if we have what? The wilaya, and we have the shahada, the ishhad. We have wilaya and shahada. Majority said what? Nikah sahih. Mammalik ilan, what immortal for? As long as what? It comes to what? The knowledge of the people. In whatever form, that is what halal. And we have what wilaya, that Abu Hanifa says what al-ishhad and what al-qabul. Qabul, that is. So there must be what al-ijab al-qabul. There must be al-wilaya and what al-shahada. Majority. Al-ijab al-qabul and al-ilan and what al-wilaya. That is to the Malikiyya. Then to the Hanafiyya, al-ijab al-qabul and what? Hanafiyya, Hanafiyya, al-ilan. Now, and what? And what? Now, al-ijab al-qabul and what? And al-ilan. So if any of this happened, no scholars will call it zina. Though that of Abu Hanifa, they said it was nikah is fasted. So the one who does that, maybe the Hanafi, for instance, is practicing something like that, you will say what? He's a zani. But you say what? The nikah is nikah fasted. The nikah is what? Nikah fasted. Or it's nikah shubha. The nikah that has what ambiguity surrounding it. So this is... Which one? Nam la nikah ila waliyin, the hadith is authentic. It has from some other chain, but those ones are weak. How to display? And that's why Ibn Hajar said what wa illa bi rissal. It is said to be Muslim, but there are some other authentic words, chains. And that's why most scholars of hadith believe what la nikah ila waliyin is authentic. But one that has la nikah illa biwaliyin wa shahidain, which we often quote. La nikah illa biwaliyin wa shahidain. This, a lot of scholars who authenticated and a lot of scholars who said is not authentic. So among them is Ibn Taymiyyah rahmahullah ta'ala, says what is not authentic. Though some scholars, they address this with what Al-Imam Tirmidhi reported from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that he said al-baghaya allahi yunkihna anfusahunna bighayri bayyinah. That these prostitutes are those who marry of themselves without bayyinah, without witness. So his watch is sahih, mawqufan, as an opinion of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And that's why it is said that watch, the issue of ishhad should be taken watch seriously. However, if the Ilan takes the watch, the position of Ishhad, the most important thing was for people to watch, to know. So that when the man wants to deny later that I've never married off my daughter to you, the only way of what? Denial. People will say, okay, we are witness to that. So if you have a lot of people say, but you are the one announcing that you married your daughter. So Ilan takes what the position of Ishhad. But can we make do with Ishhad? Majority said yes, you can make do with ishhad. Ishhad is what? A micro ilan. You get it, that's the question of majority of the scholars. That ishhad is micro ilan. As long as what you have notified at least two persons. So those two persons what? What is credit. But not Malik said no, let the people, a lot of people, let them hear about it. How are they going to hear about it? There are what? Various ways. It may be maybe when the lady is being taken to what? To the man's house. Maybe through the shooting of some things in Overwatch. Because different cultures of people, as long as what they are doing is not something that is haram. وأن عائشة قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيما امرأة نكحت بغير إذن وليها فنكحها باطل فإن دخل بها فلها المهر بما استحل من فرجها فإن اشتجروا فسلطان ولي من لا ولي له أخرجه الأربعة إلا النسائي وصححه أبو عوانة وابن حبان والحاكم from Aisha and Allah the Prophet Aisha said Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said ayyuma murati any lady nakahat aw nukihat that is marriage bi ghayri idni waliyha without the permission of a wali. Now I said earlier on that the Jumhur have some other evidences that he used bi ghayri idni waliyha without the permission of wali. فَنِكَهَا بَاطِلٌ أَنِكَا is بَاطِلٌ. In some of the reports it was mentioned three times. فَنِكَهَا بَاطِلٌ فَنِكَهَا بَاطِلٌ فَنِكَهَا بَاطِلٌ. فَإِنْ دَخَلَ بِيَا if such a man relies on that argument and she also does that, the Messenger of Allah said فَلَا الْمَهْرُ بِمَا اسْتَحَلَّ مِنْ فَرْجِهَا the man has to give her mahr for what he has legalized of her private part. That is, if the woman does that, thinking it is what? It is okay. The nikah is what? It's batil. Are you memorizing? Nakahat. بِغَيْرِ إِذْنِ وَلِيِّهَا فَنِكَهُوَا بَاطِلٌ فَنِكَهُوَا بَاطِلٌ فَنِكَهُوَا بَاطِلٌ فَإِنْ دَخَلَ بِهَا if the man consummates the marriage based on that, without the evening of the wali, فَلَهَا الْمَهْرُ بِمَا اسْتَحَلَّ مِنْ فَرْجِهَا the man should pay mahar for having legalized a private part. Because the man has what? Has such a part. The nikah is batil, but the woman will have to watch. Take what? The mahar. Because he has slept with her. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَا اسْتَمْتَعْتُمْ بِهِ مِنْهُنَّ فَأْتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ whatever enjoyment you have in them, that is, you do proper nikah. Maybe something that happened that leads towards divorce, and you have not paid the mahar. فَأْتُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ give them their what? Their ajr. Now there is a point here. If you go back to Surah Al-Baqarah, I think verse 36, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنْ طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ مَا لَمْ تَمَسُّوهُنَّ أَوْ تَفْرُضُوا لَهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً فَمَتِّعُوهُنَّ عَلَى الْمُوسِعِ قَدَرُ وَعَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُ مَتَاعًا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Last week we talked about somebody who proposes to a lady. We said proposal which is chitbah. Doesn't mean what? Marriage. The man should not see it as marriage, nor should the woman see it as what? Marriage. The proposer, the man can what? Change his mind. And the woman can also change her mind. So as Muslim brothers and sisters, we should throw away what? The Western mentality and the thinking that what generality of people have that oh he has given khitbah to her in our place it's no more what interested. He has given khitbah to her, she now says what I'm not interested, and she's like what inclined towards acceptance. Or oh, she has accepted the khitbah. She now says what? She says, I'm no more interested. No what? No sin here. Fine, you won't like it. And if she is the one that watch that falls it, she will not like it. But is that sin? Is that sin? No sin. No sin. Because khitbah is not what? After. Now, if you go further now, if you go back to watch Surah Al-Baqarah, look at what Allah said. لَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِن طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ مَا لَمْ تَمَسُّوهُنَّ أَوْ تَفْرِضُوهُنَّ فَرِيضَةً. No sin on you. إِن طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ. What does that mean? If you divorce. Now it's not issue of khitbah, it's issue of what? Nikah taking place. لَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ. No sin on you. إِن طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ. If you divorce women. مَا لَمْ تَمَسُّوهُنَّ. Provided you have not slept with them. That's number one. أَوْ تَفْرِضُوا لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا. Or what? You have prescribed a farida, that is a mark for them. You know, when akdu is done, the mar may be what? Given instantly. And the mar may be postponed. Now, if akdu is concluded, and what? The man is yet to sleep with the woman, and the mar is yet to be received by the woman, maybe the man dictates something, and that says what? I'm not interested anymore. Allah says, لَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ. No sin. فَمَتِّعُوهُنَّ. Allah says, but give them something. عَلَى الْمُوسِعِ قَدَرُ. The one who has much, give what? Much. وَعَلَى الْمُقْتِرِ قَدَرُ. The one who has little, should give what? Little. مَتَعَنِ الْمَعَرُوفِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say what? This gift should be what? Based on al-ma'ruf. On a reasonable basis. حَقًّا عَلَى الْمُحْسِنِينَ. It's something that is strongly recommended for those who are muhsinun, the good people. How this is clear. وَإِن طَلَّقْتُمُهُنَّ. That's the next verse. وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ. وَإِن طَلَّقْتُمُهُنَّ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَمَسُّوهُنَّ وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا. But if you divorce them, مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَمَسُّوهُنَّ, before what? Sitting with them. وَقَدْ فَرَضْتُمْ لَهُنَّ فَرِيضًا. And you have what? You have prescribed the mar for them. فَنِسُّ مَا فَرَضْتُمْ. Allah in this instance, give half of it. إِلَّا يَعْفُونَ. Unless if the lady is saying, don't worry. Huh? You have not slept with me, nothing has happened. So don't worry. إِلَّا يَعْفُونَ. Unless you don't, they overlook what Allah said you should give to them. أَوْ يَعْفُوَ الَّذِي بِيَدِ عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاءِ. Or the man who has the عُقْدَةُ النِّكَاءِ, who has done the عَقْدُ, or overlooks by saying, no, I'm going to give you full mark since I promised you. So nothing has transpired between both of them as far as what? Sex is concerned. The issue of mar has been fixed. So Abdu took place, but no sexual intercourse. They've agreed on what? On mar. Allah says, in this instance, you man, it is compulsory on you to give half of the mar because you have not slept with her. Is it clear? Or, unless if the woman wants to overlook that, don't worry, I don't need anything. Or the man says, no, I'll give you food. وَأَنْ تَعْفُوا أَقْرَبُ لِلْتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَنْسَوْا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. For you to do afu is what is closer to taqwa. Whether the woman to do afu or the man to do afu. وَلَا تَنْسَوْا الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Don't forget what? The priority that you have, the status that you have over one another. So these are cleverness of the Quran. And the Muslim should not reject this. And that is why when you are doing abdu, you have to look at it critically before you rush into it. The woman should look critically before rushing into it. Likewise, the man. But let us say something happens. How are we going to relate with this? Now it's something that is painful. It may be this happening. It is heartbroken. So, but at the same time, it is just like what? Marrying more than a wife. A lot of women will not, but we should accept that. That this is the law of our Creator. The fact that what a lot of women are not comfortable with having a co-wife. But it should not lead to what? Now rebelling against the verse of the Quran. Thank you, Matobalakum in Elisa. Masnawatulatoruba. So you should not rebel against it. But you as a man, you should not watch over disturb yourself on whether the women are not what comfortable with. There is no between comfortability with what the law and what is happening. You know, when something happens to us as what? As musiba, you not love that musiba, but you have to watch. You have to accept it. So this is what they call watch. Arid of al-qadar, wa adam al-tasakhut al-qadar. So you don't react in such a way that we appear as if what you are against the qadar of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. But that thing that has happened, you watch, you grieve over it, you will be disturbed concerning what has happened. Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he lost his child Ibrahim, he was what? He grieved for that. وَإِنَّ لِفِرَاسِكَ يَا إِبْرَهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونُونَ وَلَا نَقُولُ إِلَّا مَا يُرْضِي رَبِّي. So for a man to say, okay, you woman, you should, at least you are a believer now. When I tell you that I want to take a second wife, you should just welcome it wholeheartedly. No. If it does from what reaction, that as long as it doesn't go to the level of what? Doing tasakhut. Hating the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the fact that she has some uncomfortability, so to say, at times, that you don't bother yourself about that. So the same thing is said here. Abdu has been concluded. Maybe the what is left is for the woman to be brought to the house. And I say, okay, I don't think I can continue this. Now, if it's heartbreaking, there is no doubt about that. But is it sin? No. Because Allah, our Creator, said what? La junaha alaykum. La junaha alaykum. By something that what? That will disturb one. And that is why when you have instances like this, if the act is just done in a small way, the gravity of it will not be much. Do you agree with me? Unlike the way we do it today, you know, that can make a lady go crazy. People have been invited everywhere. And that is what. So why if maybe just something that is, and for that, okay, I'm no more interested. For whatever reason, if you don't have a genuine reason, this is blameworthy. But if you have what? A genuine reason, this is not what? Blameworthy. And it wouldn't be what? Something that is heartbreaking for the lady. So, here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the other verse of Muslim, فَأْتُوا لِي مِنْهُنْ whatever enjoyment you have of them, فَأْتُوهُنْ أُجُرَهُنْ give them what? The ujur. That is, if you have sexual intercourse, the mar must watch. So, similar thing, Messenger of Allah is saying here, فَإِنْدَ خَلَ بِهَا if he sleeps with her, فَلَا الْمَهْرُ بِمَفْتَحَلَّ مِنْ فَرْجِهَا he should pay full mar. He should pay what? Full mar. Now if you take it back to what Allah said in the Quran, I think it's clear. So full mar should be paid if a dukhul has happened. If dukhul has not happened, but mar has been mentioned, half of the mar should be. If mar has not been mentioned and no consummation, then mata should watch. That is, she should be given what? Something just to compensate her for that heartbreaking. I hope it is clear. فَإِنِ اشْتَجَرُوا فَسُلْطَانُ وَلِيُّ مَنْ لَا وَلِيَّ لَهُ. And if there is dispute, there is quarrel among the awliya, you know, he said what? أَلِمَا امْرَأَةٍ نَكْحَتْ لِغَيْرِ ابْنِ وَلِيِّهَا. And a woman, every woman has what? Many awliya. Every woman has many awliya. The closest wali of a woman is her father, followed by her uncle or her son. With respect to miras, inheritance, the father first, followed by son, or the son first? The son first, followed by the father, followed by the brother, followed by no, the husband is on his own. So al-bunuwa thumma al-ubuwa thumma al-ukhuwa thumma al-umuma. So this are what the number, when it comes to the issue of wali nikah, the one that comes first is what? Al-ubuwa. So if the woman has a son and she wants to remarry and the father is still alive, the father has what? She can't remarry without what? The consent of the father, the wali, if the conditions are fulfilled. She cannot remarry except with the consent of the wali, who is the father, followed by the son or the uncle. Now there are some khilafats, but they all agree that was the father first. But they are all awliya. The uncle is a wali, that is the paternal uncle now. Maternal uncle has no say in this issue. Maternal uncle has no say in this issue because he is connected to the lady through a woman. So he has no say in this issue. So the paternal uncle is connected to the lady through the father. Is the one that has what say. Then the brothers. So the sons come before the brother. The son of the woman that wants to remarry come before the brother. And a lot of scholars also who the son comes before the uncle. But the father is what? Finish tajam. If this awliya, they have what? This food. Take for example the father said, I'm not going to marry into that man. And the uncle said, but the man is religious, is that why you're not going to? I'm going to marry her to the stadium. The uncle, wali. The father also what? Wali. The stadium, so they have what? This book. So for Sultan Wali, you manla? Wali, yara. The Sultan was to come in there. It's like what? They don't have wali. It's like the woman doesn't have wali. And in this situation, if the uncle has what? Has a good position, and the father doesn't have what? A genuine argument, the Sultan will support the uncle. Despite the fact that the father is what? Is forced. Because he doesn't have basis for rejecting the proposal. Then at times it may be that what the woman, let's say she's a Muslim, but the parents are Christians or non-Muslims and she wants to marry. So in this case, no wali, because a Christian cannot be a wali for a Muslim. So in that case, the Sultan will be the wali. And when we say the Sultan, we are referring to the head of the Muslims. So he will be represented by the Qadi. He may be represented by the Qadi. Then in society where that is a society that is not a Muslim society, take for instance America, Britain and the likes. The Muslim community there, the head of the Muslim community takes position of the Sultan. So they listen to him in some issues, like this type of issues. So he can be a wali in a situation like that, because it's like the sultan of the Muslims. Because in every, you have to have a sultan. There must be a wali al-amr for the Muslims anywhere. You have to have that in mind. Even if you are living in land of the kuffar, there must be somebody that will put the affairs of the Muslims in his hands. So that what some things could be done. So this hadith is supporting the position of majority of the scholars who stipulated al-wilayah. Who stipulated al-wilayah. أخرج الأربعة before reported it إلا النسائي said النسائي وصحى أبو عوانة أبو عوانة وتنكتل وابن حبان أن ابن حبان والحاكم أن الحاكم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال from Abu Hurairah may Allah be pleased with him he said the messenger of Allah Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا تنكح الأيم حتى تستأمر لا تنكح الأيم Al-ayyim in a language means somebody who is not married. Al-ayyim. The plural is ayama. Allah says what? فَأَنْكِهُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ and marry for, that is, look for wives for your ayama minkum, those who do not have wives among you. والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم. Likewise, your slaves, those who are صالحون among them, those who are good of your slaves, the male and females. The ayama here means those who are not married, male or female. So an ayyimu here is referring to a female that is not married. The context will let us know that the ayyim that is being referred to here is a previously married woman. A previously married woman. La tunkahul ayyim. The previously married woman should not be married hatta tustamara until she is given what? The permission to talk. Given the permission to talk. That is, like the case of Kampa, that the father married off to somebody. And she came to the Messenger of Allah complaining. فَرَبْدَ نِكَاحَ And Messenger of Allah declared what? The nikah invalid. So a father cannot force a daughter to marry somebody. Unless if she sanctions that. If she does not sanction it, it is not permissible. The nikah is what? Baatil. If the father does that. If the father does that, it is baatil. So somebody comes to a father, a wali, saying, I want to marry your daughter. And we look at the daughter is previously married. So the man will say, what? Okay, I marry her off to you. He has to call her, sit her down. What can you say this person is proposing to you? She has to talk. If she doesn't talk, that means she's not what? She does not consent to, she has not given her consent to that. She has to say something. وَلَا تُنْكَهُ الْبِكْرُ حَتَّى تُسْتَأْذَنَ And a bikru, a virgin, that is a lady that has not been married before. A bikru. The first one is what? Al-ayyim, previously married. Now at times, maybe a lady may have what engaged in some things that are illicit in the past. She now repents. Such a lady, are we going to consider her ayyim or bikru? Are we going to consider her sayyib or bikru? When I say ayyim, I'm referring to sayyib, previously married. Is she previously married or she's bikr? Bikr out. She has never had what? No. Because she has never had a valid nikah before. But she has been slept with. Now scholars have said one message of Allah is saying here is not applicable to such a lady. Because she already knows the what you are talking about. She has tasted the man. How is this clear? But when it comes to the issue of stoning to death, that if a sayyid commits zina, he should be stoned to death. Are you going to consider a sayyid or would this as bikr if she commits zina? Bikr. Because here, she does not have what? A valid nikah. So we treat her as what? Bikr. By giving her 100 lashes. That is the, I'm talking of the Islamic government. Obviously. But when it comes to the issue of how are we going to know that she has given her consent to the proposal that somebody has given to the father. So the consent is that she has to talk. That well, I don't love this man, I love this man. If she doesn't talk, well, I think the bikr should not be married off hatta tusta'adhan until her consent is sought as well. Tusta'adhan, tusta'amar, what is the difference? The same thing. Because in some ahadith, Messenger of Allah also used tusta'amar for the bikr. Now when Messenger of Allah says hatta tusta'adhan, hatta tusta'amar, the companion did not ask, call your Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, wa kaifa ithnuha? How are we going to know that she has given her consent, that she has permitted that? That is the bikr now. That of the sayyid is clear. Call and teskuta. Messenger of Allah said, if she is silent. So and so person has come to seek your hand in marriage. So if she talks, that clarifies. But if she doesn't talk, she's shy, and not talking could be taken Islamically as what? As a consent. But if she talks, that is clear, it's clearer. But if she doesn't talk, she's just silent. Messenger of Allah said, what? The father can go ahead, or the wali can go ahead in a situation like that. And take that as what? The consent. Ibn Hazmi, rahimahullah ta'ala, has a funny position. When Messenger of Allah was asked, okay, for Ibn'a, how are we going to know that she has given consent? And he said, what? And teskuta. That's what she is missing. He said, if she talks, it's invalid. Because what the Prophet of Allah said was, "Antesuta, she should be silent." But today, the Abkar, do they do that today? Huh? They talk. So, according to Ibn Hazmi, the nikah of many Abkar today will not invalid. If no consummation, still be cruel. If she commits zina, she'll be given 100 lashes until consummation happens. Obviously. I'm talking for that. That woman with respect to zina. So if she wants to remarry, she still what? A bikr, because nothing has happened. But for the sake of something has happened, she already knows it. So we should not rely on what her silence. But if the bhikkhu is silent, her silence will be taken to be what? Shyness. But out of faith, there is no shyness in that matter. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أطيب أحق بنفسها من وليها والبكر تستأمر وإذنها سكوتها. Abdullah ibn Abbas also reported the Messenger of Allah said, a sayyid, a previously married woman, a haqqu bi nafsiha min waliha. She is more rightful to herself than a wali. She is more rightful to herself than a wali. In that watch, she has to talk. So the way the wali can treat the bikru, he can treat the sayyid like that. And that is why the case of Khansa, the father married her off to somebody, Wahiya Kariya, or Wakariya Tidharik, and she detested that. Faradda Nikaha, and the Messenger of Allah rejected the marriage. So, which means what? She's more entitled to her than the father. So the issue of wilaya, as I've said, is to guide the lady in picking a good future partner. Not that Islam has said that what the father can watch do and undo. This is the person I want you to marry, and if you don't marry that person, I disown you. If you are watching an Islamic state, that statement is what is laughable. It's nonsense. You can't disown her because you ask her to marry somebody and she's not interested in that person. You can't disown her. But if she wants to get married to somebody, then you know that the person she wants to get married to is not a qualified person. When I say qualified person now, that is Islamically. You not reject it. Yes, you have the right to do that. So this is just like what they call check and balances. Huh? So the woman cannot, the lady cannot go anyhow and pick somebody, and the father cannot also watch. So they check. So the father is what? A check for the baby, and the lady is also a check for the father, or the wali. The wali cannot just marry her off to any person that he likes. Even if the person is religious, if the lady say, what, I'm not interested, she's not interested. But because the father wants to marry her to a religious person, and she doesn't like that, that doesn't mean she go and pick what? Somebody who is irreligious, so to say, and not bring the person. The father should watch. Not that the father has the right to block that. The father should block it as well. And this is what some fathers, some parents, what they fall into. A lady, their daughter will go and bring what? A Christian. As what? As a khatib. And the father will watch, to stand guard, and he starts watch, buying clothes, buying this. And you. And Allah wa la tunkihu al-mushrikeen. Don't marry off your daughter to the mushrikun. And the father says, I will do this. Maybe ignorantly or what? Knowingly. There are some parents that have asked this about several times. But they should go ahead and watch marry. This is not nikah. That is what kifa is given. Even if they take the biggest hall in Nigeria to do it, it's kifa. Because Allah has said that, وَلَا تُنْكِحُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Don't marry off your daughter to the mushrikun. If the worst comes to the worst, Allah says what? وَلَا عَبْدٌ مُؤْمِنٌ. For you to marry your daughter to a slave still. Not a poor free man, a slave. خَيْرٌ مِنْ مُشْرِكِينَ. It's better than you marrying off your daughter to a Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verse, أُولَيْكَ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. They are inviting to earth. But today, we have the malams who explain this to the parents. A lot of parents have not heard this. This is one. Two, some parents who have heard this, they prefer the worldly things. So they will go ahead and watch and do it. Not only do it, if they invite you to that, and you say this is against the verse of Allah, they take you as an enemy. Have you not witnessed this before? They say, okay, from a membership marriage, yes, who does she want to marry? And no Muslim. Peter. So when you go, there, how do you feel? If you, you say you are being in law of the Quran and you get to the verse of Allah, don't show mushrikeen. So we should not behave like those who do not know. You know. It is best for you not to honor that invitation. Even if the person is going to watch, it is head against the wall. Let him go ahead with that. For you to please your Lord, it's better for you than pleasing another person. So, the shy idea is that it is not permissible to do that. A father must block it. If the lady now decides that she wants to go, let her go and do it herself. You have tried as a parent. Some of the children or some of the prophets of Allah, they misbehaved. The child of Prophet Noah misbehaved. Yours is to try your best. Make sure you do the necessary things. When Prophet Noah was telling his son, Ya Bunayya Arkab Ma'ana, oh my son, come and board the ship with us. What did he say? He said, Ta'aw ila jabalin ya'atifu minna. Don't worry, my father, I will go to a mountain. The water can't get there. And when the child was among the people destroyed, and Prophet Noah grieved over that, oh Allah, you have promised me that you are going to save me and my family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكِ. It's not among your family that I'm talking about. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. He did what was wrong. And Allah said, وَإِنْ يَعِذُكَ تَكُونَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. I admonish you not to be among the jahilun. The jahilun are those who know and watch. They act contrary to what they know. Not Jahil that one doesn't know yet. Jahil can be somebody who knows the truth, but he deliberately was act against the truth. He's a Jahil. So the fact that you have tried on your child to put him on the right path and the child is watch, have done your own. But for it to not say, that was a Quinton wishing, go Abashinani. But I won't. عَلَى الْبِرْضِ وَالْتَقْوَى وَلَا تَعَوَنُ وَلَكِثْنِي وَالْعُدْوَانِ. But let's say the person that the, when you want to marry off your daughter, the religious person, a conscious person, but she says that she's not interested in that person. Let's say the person she wants to bring. If she's bringing somebody who is also good religiously, don't they know she must marry the person that has. If not, I disown you. So, that this only does not have what weight before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, وَالْبِكْرُ تُسْتَأْمَرُ وَإِذْنُهَا سُقُوتُهَا. And the bikru تُسْتَأْمَرُ should also be consulted. وَإِذْنُهَا سُقُوتُهَا. And the idnu, how you know that she has consented, is for her to be silent. If she thought, as you said, no harm. The way a lot of Abkar do today. So there is no in that. What he loves in another report, لَيْسَ لِلْوَلِيِّ مَعَفَيِّذِ أَمْرُ وَالْيَتِيمَةُ تُسْتَعْمَرُ. Another report, لَيْسَ لِلْوَلِيِّ, the wali, maybe the father, and maybe the one that the father has given what the power to act in his capacity. Maybe a friend of the father, because wilaya can be transferred to somebody. Only that what it cannot be transferred to a woman, as we shall reach. Later, the wali ma asayi bi amru. The wali does not have say on the saying. But we say he doesn't have say. You understand what is meant? That is, he cannot fault her. Wali yatima tu tustamar. Wali yatima tu tustamar. And the yatima, that is an orphan girl, to start a maru, should also be consulted. Don't say because she's an orphan, then you must treat her. There are some funny practices that some of the Arabs would do in the past. Take for instance, somebody is in charge of an orphan. Maybe the orphan, for instance, is maybe the daughter of his brother, elder brother, or let's say, let's say the daughter of the elder brother. You know, Islamically, his own can marry the daughter. Huh? His own son can marry the daughter. You may not say, no, this lady, I won't marry her off to anybody except mine. My son. So this is what? It's like what you are preventing her. Don't use your own benefit to kill the benefit of. The lady may not be interested in your son. Or maybe the father just say, okay, please, I want you to be wali to my daughter if I'm no more alive. Then the man may say, okay, I'm going to marry her. You know this ayah of Fankuma Tabalatun and Nisa Masna Sulata came as a result of what? The orphans. That some people were trying to do some funny things with the orphans that Lana said me. If you are afraid that you will not do justice with respect to the atama, the orphans that are under you. If you want to marry them what? The right way. Thank you, marry what? The love of women. Master of that or over. How to explain? So the verse is not that, it's not like verse just come like that. Thank you, Master of that. Something precedes it. That is, if you are afraid that you won't do justice with respect to the orphans that you are controlling, thank you, Matoba Lakum, in the Nisa. You are free to marry other women. Nobody has imposed it on you to marry what? The orphans that were in charge of their work. You know you are going to marry them, be just with them. So, Nabi of Allah, Allah said what? Al Yatima, the orphan. To start a man, should be consulted, not because she's what? A female. Consult her. If she loves the person, fine. If she doesn't love the person, fine. Rawahu Abu Dawood reported this. What for how Ibn Hibban? And Ibn Hibban authenticated this. Lastly, when Abi Hurayra radiallahu anhu qal, from Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزوج المرأة المرأة ولا تزوج المرأة نفسها رواه ابن ماجه ودارقطني ورجال الثقات. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, نحن نبي الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تزوج المرأة المرأة. A woman should not marry off a lady. That is, a woman cannot be a wali for a lady. وَلَا تُزَوْجُ الْمَرْأَةُ نَفْسَهَا. And a lady cannot marry off herself. رَبْنِ مَاجَا إِبْنِ مَاجَا reported this. وَتَارَكُتْنِي أَنْ دَارَكُتْنِي وَرِجَالُ وَفِقَاشِ. And the rijal are fiqash. So it is not permissible for a lady to be a waliya. Even if she's what? She's far, far richer than the husband. The husband is a wali. Now, the lady can be converted. That is the wife, who is the mother of the... It is good to consult her. That is the hadith, or the hadith is da'if. As contained in Abi Dawood, said, what amiru nisa tibanatihi. Consult the women with respect to their daughters. But the hadith is da'if. But she's a mother as well. So you sit together, you discuss. This is good. But who has the final say? The final say goes to the father. So the woman shouldn't say because she's richer than the man, then she has what the final say. That is the culture of some people in the Yoruba land, that when somebody wants to get married, they say we should go and meet one younger. So whatever she says is the final. No. Islam does not put it that way. With respect to the issue of marriage, a wilaya, the women are not to do that. Even they can't marry off themselves. They can't marry off themselves. Not to talk of what? Being a waliya to other ladies. But consulting, taking your advice on some things like this. But for us to say she's the oldest person in the family, so she's the one that the man likes with, this is not acceptable in Islam. لا تزوج المرأة المرأة ولا تزوج المرأة نفسها. أبو رضي الله عنه أبو سعيد الأوثنتيك أثر that كنا نعود المرأة التي تزوج نفسها زانية. Any lady that marries off after we used to consider her as Zania. So it is not permissible for a lady to marry off herself. So and this is why we say in the position of Abu Hanifa, that position is what? That which Allah A'lam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka wa hamdika. Now, to say a woman divorced her husband. In Islam, a woman does not divorce the husband. It is the husband that divorces the woman, but the woman can ask for khulu', ask for the husband to release her. And in a situation like that, she should be ready to pay back the mahar. Now, if this happens, is it compulsory to do ishhaj or ilam? Now, Imran bin Hussein, one of the companions of the first Islam, as the Hadith of Abi Dawood, saw somebody who divorced his wife without doing... The man told him that what? He had divorced his wife. And I said what? Then he took it back, he took her back again. Huh? Without ish'ad. So he said what? طَلَّقْتَ لِغَيْرِ سُنَّةِ وَرَاجَعْتَ لِغَيْرِ سُنَّةِ. So when you divorced her without following the sunnah. And when you took her back without following the sunnah. But does that mean that the talaq is not valid? According to the majority of the scholars, it is recommended that we do ishhaj when talaq is happening. It is recommended that we do ishhaj to tell people, maybe to make them witness or to tell them that are divorced so and so. So that people, but that does not mean that what the talaq does not occur. Only if he doesn't do what ishhad. This is what majority of scholars are upon. However, Some of the mashayikh, like Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, is of the opinion that watch, talaq without ishhad is talaqun batil. Talaq without ishhad is talaqun batil. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amun, idha talaqtumun, Ya ayyuhal nabi, idha talaqtumun nisa, fatalliquhunna li'iddatihinna, wa ahsul idda wa taqullah, ربكم لا تخرجون من بيوتهن ولا يخرجن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وتلك حدود الله ومن يتعدى حدود الله فقد ظلم نفسه الله سبحانه وتعالى وأشهد ذوي نعم. If you look at this verse, it shows that what? وَأَشْهِدُوا ذَوَيْ أَلْمِنُ. So it shows that what? If we are recommended, we are ordered to do what? Ishhad. So we are ordered to do Ishhad. So some scholars, they took it to be what? To be a shart condition. As Sheikh Al-Albani mentioned. But what we just discussed, our point is that what? Is if there is no ishhad, the talaq is still valid. Only that the person does mukhalafa of sunnah. How is clear? It's just like somebody who divorces a woman when she's menstruating. فَطَلِّكُونَ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ. He does not do talaq of the woman in a what? In a idda. That is when she will be able to do idda. That is when she's pure. He divorced the woman when she's menstruating. So that talaq is what? Talaq bid'i. It's talaq bid'i. So some scholars said it's not valid. But a lot of scholars said it is valid. Why? Because Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu divorced his wife while she was menstruating. And when Messenger of Allah was informed about this, Messenger of Allah said it was morhu. Ask him to go and take that woman back. So when the Messenger of Allah ordered him to take her back, he now said that he should divorce her when she's what? Pure. He said he should take her back. Hatta tahid, thumma tathur, thumma يطلقها حاملا أو طاهرا. That he should take her back until what? She becomes what? Pure. ثم تحيج. Then she sees another menstruation. ثم يطلقها حاملا أو طاهرا. Then he can divorce her when she's pregnant or she's pure. This is what? Now the shaykh that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, فَحُسِبَتْ عَلَيَّ تَطْلِيقًا. That divorce was what counted for me. But the talaq is what? خِلَافُ السُنَّةِ. So that's why the Jesus Christ said, a man that divorces without ishhad, the talaq is what? خِلَافُ السُنَّةِ. But does it hold? He said, yes, it holds. But Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala said, with respect to that of talaq during hajj, I accept, because I see what clear text. That وَحُسِبَتْ عَلَيَّ تَتْلِيقًا. But with respect to that of what? Salah without what? Ishhar. The Sheikh said, I did not accept that. Because there is nothing that says what? It should be what? Counted. So Allahu A'lam, the majority's opinion is where they are here. That it owes. Though the person has done what is what? خلاف السنة. As Imran ibn Husayn told that person, طلقت لغير السنة ورجعت لغير السنة. والله أعلم.
The reason behind Islam is that you should know that if I say that I'm married,
why you want to tell us, Shatuka?
I just
The most important thing is that people are aware. whether people of Facebook are not aware or not, some people are aware. So that's the most important thing, wallah.
So are we also using social media?
Yes. The most important thing is what? Al-Ilam. That's the most important thing. They have different turuk, so the same thing. No, it's not there. Okay. If he wants to remarry, they will do new nikah, new proper nikah. That is, he wants to consult the wife. If the wife functions it, then you go ahead. That is his right. If he says, okay, this person I'm going to give my daughter to him, if my wife functions it, that is left to him. The man or the suitor. And the father is speaking the... but you'll be the one to... yes. That is his right. And he wants to maybe gladden the wife. There's nothing wrong with it. But the one who is going to give consent, the consent that the man, the suitor, will take, is the guardian, the wali. So the car is vatic. A woman that gives out herself in marriage without wali. Yes, but with shahidin. Yes, the nikah is vatic. It's vatic. But are we going to treat her as zani? Zania? We won't treat her as zania. There is shubha, they should be separated. But the shubha there is what should not make us call it dinner. Huh? This is the way to go see it. Take for instance, if children have come out of the marriage, so are we going to call the children auladu zina that will not inherit? They say no. They will be treated as the children of the man. Hmm? So but you see it as what? Valid nikah. But there is what? Shubha. Because of the shubha, we will call those children auladu zina and we will call ours as zania. Can the mar be paid before the akdu? Now mar can be paid during the point of the akdu, and it cannot. It can be paid later. So there should be what? There should be akdu before mar. Or what do you mean? Is there a kosher that people pay mar before akdu? Now, if you are talking about gift, that some men will give the prospective wife maybe some gift, not have to watch. To win her heart. Yes, this is not haram. But will it be considered as part and parcel of mahar? it can be considered as part and parcel of the mar. Same, which means if it is considered as part and parcel of mar, if the lady is no more interested, she will return what? No, not up. No agdu. She will return it. That's what I'm asking. Well, it depends. Well, what is important is that we should, as we have read some things now, we should separate between Abdu, Khitba, and what, and Ghanima. A lot of people do not differentiate between these. Almost some people who ascribe themselves to what? To the Deen, to Sunnah. So they don't separate between what this. And that's why some people, I was in the gathering where somebody was saying, it was a big, it was Ghanima ibn Nikah they were doing, but it was on in that place that the man is a good brother, so to say, learned brother. So he was telling the father of the sister to be repeating some things after him. Zawashtu. This man does not understand Arabic. And after he asked the father of the brother to ask the aunt of the man, the lady in marriage. So he read some Arabic things, he said maybe they should be he wanted to read it in Arabic, but he now felt maybe they should read it, they should translate it. So he said, this thing we should have read it in Arabic, but let us translate it. So he now translated it. So the father was repeating after him. The first father repeated, and the second one also repeated. This is what they called what? Abdul Nikah. Now, he asked that they should ask the, at the hand of the lady in marriage publicly. What if the father says, I'm not interested? And they've what? They've rented the canopy, chairs, they've cooked food, and so on and so forth. So if he says, I'm not interested, are you going to force him? Yes, I'm not interested. So, but the reality is that these people have met somewhere before. There is a place where they discuss, where the word you look come for. Okay, I will have come to pluck a flower that we see in your house, and so on. So they've discussed, they've agreed, okay, you are going to take the tent, take care of this, you are going to... Now, for a man to be repeating such in that public place, it's like what trying to what? Cross a kind of evil. So that gathering is gathering of walima, not gathering of what? Abdul Nikah. But let's say they take it to the what? Abdul Nikah. If Abdul Nikah, if that is what they believe that what, that is where they are going to do the Abdul Nikah. Maybe that will be the first meeting. And maybe the second meeting, the first meeting, they just, okay, as I have just said now, that, you want to marry my daughter, but what we do is that you take care of the shares, I'm going to print the invitation, you are going to, so after that, let us meet at that point, then we'll be talking about whether I'm going to give you my daughter or not. If that is possible, so we take it now. No. Okay. The hadith, no nikah except wali is authentic. But there is a view that is not compulsory for a lady to marry with what? With wali. That she can marry off herself. That view is ascribed to Abu Hanifa rahmahullah ta'ala. But there is a condition attached to it, and that is condition that was when a lady is going to marry herself off, there must be witnesses here. Not this girlfriendship that people are doing and pregnancy will come out of it. Even according to Abu Hanifa, this girlfriendship is what is dinner. And this there is agreement on this by the Ummah. But if the lady marries herself off, there are witnesses to that when this act is being done. So to Abu Hanifa, this is not zina. The majority of the scholars, they have problem with this. So they almost call it dinar, but because of the scholar who has taken the position and what some ambiguity surrounding it, they say the nikah is fasid. The nikah is fasid, that is, the nikah is not something that is okay. So when somebody knows that he's going, he knows that his view is wrong, he now practices it, so they don't have any doubt to say that person has committed zina. That is, he knows that his view is wrong, he now practices it, so the people will say what, he has committed zina. Because of Allah sometimes said what? A human writing, نَكْحَدْ غَيْرِ إِذْنِ وَلِيَ فَنِكَاهُوَا بَاطِلْ فَنِكَاهُوَا بَاطِلْ فَإِنْدَقَ لَبِيَا فَلَا الْمَارُ مَا اسْتَحَلَّ مِنْ فَرْجِهَا فَإِنْ اشْتَجَرُوا فَسُلْطَانْ وَلِيُّ مَا لَا وَلِيَ لَا. That's what. Then the other hadith that لَا تُزَوْجِ الْمَرْأَةُ الْمَرْأَةَ وَلَا تُزَوْجِ الْمَرْأَةَ نَفْسَهَا. Then what Abu Hurairah said, كُنَّا نَعُدُّ الْمَرْأَةَ لَتْ تُزَوْجِ نَفْسَهَا زَانِيَا. The woman that marry off herself, who consider her to be what? Zaniya. But if somebody, out of maybe not having knowledge or maybe taking the opinion of a particular scholar, not out of, maybe this is what favors me, out of conviction. So they said we shouldn't declare such a person a zani or a zaniya if it's a woman. At the same time, their nikah is called nikah shubha. But if they know that this position is wrong, but they are looking for what ways to justify their evil deeds, then in that case, they will be seen as Zanian. So this is the explanation. Now, when should the walima to nikah be done? Now we have talked about khitbah, which should be separated from aqdu. Then aqdu should be separated from walima. When should the walima to nikah be done? Walima to nikah can be done immediately after aqdu. It can be done immediately after aqdu. And it can what? It can be postponed. It can be postponed. So it can be postponed up to a year, 2 years. Messenger of Allah did act in nikah with Aisha while she was in Mecca and did not consummate her until they got to Medina. And it was after consummation that Messenger of Allah did the walima. All the walima of the Messenger of Allah were after what? Consummation. So عند العقد بعد العقد بعد البناء. عند العقد, that is immediately the عقد is done, ولما تنكاح can follow. So that is بعد العقد means what? There will be what? Enough space. Then the third one is what? بعد البناء, after consummation. Which one is mentioned of Allah practice? بعد البناء. So Aisha, he did the walima after consummation. Likewise, that of Sophia, that of Sophia. He married Sophia while they were coming from what? And he did the walima after consummation. Otherwise, we were coming to preach the Messenger of Allah, after the consummation. So it was. So after that, likewise that of Zainab was after consummation, and that's why the sunnah is after consummation. But what most people practice today is what? Ba'd al-aqd, after aqd. There may be maybe 6 months or 2 months, or this is what a lot of people say, okay, we have done nikah, but we have not done what? Walima. So this is what? And if maybe they have had a sexual intercourse, that would be what? After consummation as well. But if there is no sexual intercourse before the walima, that will be what? It will be bad al-aqd, but what? Qabla al-bina. So this is what you say about walima to nikah. So what? We should differentiate between the three. Khidbah is different from aqd. Abdu is different from Walima ibn Nisan. Some brothers, when they go to some parents, what they've done is what? Khitbah. The parents have not taken it as Abdu. So you shouldn't take it as Abdu. If you want to take it as Abdu, let it be categorically spelled out. If it's not categorically spelled out, don't say, but I went with 10 people. You can go with 100 people, and what the parents have not watched, have not done Abdu. The number of the people that you go with does not matter. Have they said, I reduced my daughter for you as what? A wife? Or something like that. But if you go and the parents say, let us your mother, they come on, whoa, Kosinko to Burumbe. All these are what they are. They come on, whoa, Kosinko to Burumbe. Huh? Kasha Mashabwa, all these are what. This has not been categorically, so don't take it as an anti. So we should not be dubious as well. Until what is spelled out as what? I give you my daughter as a wife. Then in that case, you can consider her as what? As your wife. Once Abdu is what is pronounced, then she's your wife. No man has the right to what? To give her khitbah. No man has the right to give her khitbah. But don't forget, as I've mentioned before, if the lady now, maybe after Abdu, she now thinks of her, this is wrong decision, I shouldn't have done. Does she have the right to opt out? Which one? If they've not done walima before, you can't call it bid'ah. Because walima is after consummation, that is sunnah. So if somebody consummates his wife today, and pregnancy comes out of it, so and what? She delivers the baby. And she has, and he has not done the walima. Can she still do, can he still do it? So after two children, so that you can't really say it's bid'ah. But the earlier the better. Because when you say it is bid'ah, there must be a reason why you are calling it what bid'ah. At last, at that some people are saying it is also bid'ah to do walima after Abdu. He said, because the Messenger of Allah did not do walima after act. All the walima he did were after consummation. But we can't be so harsh and rigid on it. Walima is just what to entertain people to the best of their ability. The Messenger of Allah, as we shall read, has done walima with just two moods of what? Of shari, of value. They prepared and give people like something like yogurt or something like that. And he had done walima that was his slaughtered ram. So the best of the ability. And if the family of the lady can come and also assist, no, there's no problem. If the generality of the Muslims can come and assist. So what about walima? A, to be born by the man ordinarily. But people can come and watch, assist, just as they assisted the Messenger of Allah Salaam. With respect to the walima of Zainab, likewise the walima of Sophia. So there is nothing wrong. But to say it is bid'ah, one cannot really say that. Then it is not compulsory that the man does it in such an elaborate way that you now want to invite. But Allah, if we stick by sunnah, we enjoy it. But the problem is that we are always carried away by the Western mentality and the likes. And that's why there are a lot of problems with the marriages. Allah
Allah.
There is no mother they are following other than the mother of Abu Hanifa. And mother of Abu Hanifa does not restrict it to what? To divorcee or widow. Is general, and what is what? That is not correct. It's not correct. So some people, their misunderstanding may come from the hadith al-Athayyib, أَوْ الْأَيِّمْ أَحَقُّمْ لِنَفْسِهَا مِنْ وَلِيِّهَا. That is, she's more rightful. So some people may, but that is not also correct. It's not correct. So the Abu Hanifa that says that, it does not limit it to Tayyib. It's general, Allahu
A'lam. When we found out,
the father cannot disown a daughter or a child unless if she apostatizes.
That's
the only condition. Yes, that's the only condition. As long as she has not apostatized, a lady, a Muslim, if she marries a Christian, the nikah is what? It's baatil, zina. Because the anzu can never be established. So that is zina. So it's just like any other woman committing zina. But a woman that commits zina, that doesn't mean what? She's a kafira. But if she legalizes that marriage, she becomes what? Kafira. Not because she is married to, but because what, she has legalized marrying to a non-Muslim. That's why. If she's now practicing the religion of the man, as some would say, that would be new lesson. So she becomes what? A kafira. In a situation like that, even if the father does not disown her, Allah disown her, Allah separated between what? Both of them. She cannot inherit that man. Even if the father wants her to inherit, Allah says what? She cannot inherit him. Obviously. So, but maybe the lady, the girl is rude, she is disobedient, the father cannot disown her for that. That if I die, she should not inherit. No. If you die, that property is no more yours. It's for the heirs. And the lady has not committed something that was to bar her from inheriting. Now she's disobedient and she's going to face that before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as for saying, oh, I disown her. Allah wa'ala. She's a Zania. On condition that what? She does not legalize the marriage. If she legalizes the marriage, she's a kafira. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُنْحُلْ مُشْرِكِينَ. And she says what? I can marry a kafir. So she's what? Going against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So this is what? Legalization of what Allah has forbidden. That's the reason why a lot of people are not even interfered of. Because there is what? Prevalence of ignorance. So what one should do is for one to let and know the Islamic ruling on that. That this thing is haram in the deen. This is haram in the deen. If you tell her that this is haram in the deen, and she goes ahead having in her mind that what it is haram. So she's what? Zania. But if she has in her mind that what? It's not haram. Then she's a kafira. So are you going to know that she has on her? So Allah has not imposed that on you. So you go on your own. Unlike somebody who is committing what? Kufr, like somebody who is prostrating for an idol, for instance. So this is what? Kufr. It's not ordinary man, but it's kufr. So let the person know that this that you are being is kufr. If in that instance that this is what I will continue to do, then he's a kafir. Wala karam. No? Okay.
Okay.
Now we should separate between a kitabiya and a murtadda. So she's a murtadda. A murtadda in an Islamic society where we have what an Islamic government, such a person should be made to do tawbah. And if she insists, then she should be killed. So she's a murtadda, not an ordinary kafir. She's worse than an ordinary kafir. So one both of them are what she takes towards to the other religion, he has to agree with it. And then when you say it's batil, the issue, why I call it batil is not the issue. Batil means something that is not okay. Means something that is not okay. Batulat salatu hu, the salat is what? It's invalid. This is what terminology. Obviously. So that is terminology. Now, but batil in the Arabic language, what does it mean? If I say you have said batil, what does that mean? Something that is wrong. What I'm saying is that if you say somebody has said batil, it's batil in al-qawm, so that is nonsense. So that doesn't mean what every nonsense is what is that is you are taking it to the terminology of the scholars of fiqh when they say batolat. But batola means what for something they can use it for many things. So but this is not to defend the position of Abu Hanifa, but what the scholars did here is to also acknowledge this that he has said, because a lot of people are falling into it. So when you say they are zunat, they are practicing zina, so this will be ash, because they are coming from what somewhere, and they have some their own. Take for example, they come up with what this all this a hadith or these verses that are quoted or this argument. One wants to say okay, they have some points. So in order to be not to be ash, they say what? He fasted. Nikah fasted. So they say that or then say what is what Nikah should have. Let me give an example for instance. Somebody who proposes to a lady and act to Nikah is done. But he finds out later, after the act has been done, he finds out later that that lady that he has proposed to and done act to is his sister. What is that Nikah? What of the children, if they have had children? Is that man and that woman, are they Zani? That's what they are saying, that now what they've done is the Nikah valid. The Nikah is valid, wallah. Are they Zaniyani? No, no, the question you said is that what? How can we call the nikah batil? And you say it's not zina. We have said it that the nikah is batil and they are not. That verse is referring to the female, sorry, the, no, the place. If you look at the content of the verse, it's talking about the place. If you use it, just use it generally to cover. Yeah, they will tell you that what it's addressing the females. You can't marry a female girl without the use of the. Are you Yona? You know, can a slave do something on his own? No. There is a hadith that if any act that does nikah without the izn of his mawali, that is what then any slave that marries without the izn of his mawali, male now. That is done. So a slave cannot do things like this without the permission of the wali. So, Allah. Without witnesses. Yeah, this we have explained before you came, sir. Now, going ahead without two witnesses, this is the position of Imam Malik, that you can go ahead without witnesses, but you have to announce it so that people around will know. When they see them together, they will say they are committing sin. You have to announce it. But the majority of scholars said you have to provide two witnesses. Two witnesses are micro. His micro announcement. We have Ilan. Ilan is to publicize. So the whole thing, Ilan is good, is important. But to the majority of the scholars, there is micro Ilan, there is what? So the micro Ilan is to have at least two witnesses. Micro Ilan. Why the major Ilan is what to make a lot of people know. So the majority of scholars said when the father is releasing, giving out the lady in marriage, if you have two males there who are witnessing. So when we say witness, it's not that what shahid to shahid, no, no. That is nonsense. Huh? But they are with that, you are pronouncing that statement, they are looking at you. So that when you want to deny it, fear Allah, you are there when you give this. That is the shahada that we are talking about here. So, but Imam Malik said this is not enough, that you should watch, spread the hair. So the way out they announce it different ways, through radio, through television, printing of ambience and the likes. Huh? Invitation cards, so. So the land can be made. So and that's when the issue of the land is different from Walima. Walima is just the food. But Ilan, this can be woman maybe through announcement. In whatever way, form, yes. So then
in the situation that if you really young, maybe male and female, you are ready to be attended before they went to actually get the car. The question I want to ask is that are they going to be the children from the other side of the family?
Now, if I understand the question, that is, two people who committed dinner, so are they going to be maybe punished by the Sharia, by Islamic government? Yes, if they are in Islamic government, they will be punished. If both of them are not previously married, they will be given 100 lakhs each. Can they remarry? Can they still marry? They can marry. But if they are not in an Islamic state, what? Well, let me use Islamic government. I don't want to use Islamic state of life. Now, if they are not in an Islamic government, under an Islamic government, like we have it here in Nigeria, what do? They should do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then can they still marry? Yes, they can do that. If both of them have what? Done tawbah, they can marry. But if pregnancy has occurred, what happens to the pregnancy? Here, Abu Hanifa has a position, and that position is also supported by Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah, that the child will be ascribed to the man. So the child will be ascribed to both of them. When the majority of the child said no, that child is what? Walad al-zina. It will only be what ascribed to the woman. So they would face the argument with the hadith. Man ahra, ayyuma rajulin ahra, bi amatin aw hurratin fal walad walad al-zina. Any man that commits zina with a slave or a freeborn, fal walad walad al-zina. The son, the child is what walad al-zina, la yarithu wa la yurath. He will not inherit the man, and the man will not inherit him. But this hadith, Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah, likewise Ibn Qayyim, they have some comments on the hadith. Then the hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-walad al-firash wa al-akhir al-hajar." The child belongs to the owner of the bed, while the one who commits zina is to be watched, stoned. He said that hadith is talking about somebody who is under a man, that is a woman that is married. But in this case now, both of them are not married. The woman is not married to a man. It's not that the man who has impregnated her has come to her to impregnate her under. So both of them, Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah believe that the hadith is not applicable to them. And the other hadith, he believes that the hadith has a force. But what majority of the scholars are upon is that force. The walad is waladu dina. And this is a fatwa of most scholars. And this is the correct, so to say, the correct fatwa. Because if we say something different from this, a lot of people will go ahead to be what? To be doing dinner, and the what? They believe that the child that comes out of that to be ascribed to them, Allah.
What if the nikah comes back and he says the man, the woman, can marry herself to a man in the contract between her and the
man?
I read the first one.
Now that is, we are talking about the car. Where a man and a woman will come, they let marry each other for a month. That's called nikah mut'ah. So this contract is invalid. Nothing of Allah prohibited it to the day of Qiyamah. The Shia, they still practice it. So it's prohibited to the day of Qiyamah. Now, it may also be what is called al-nikah bi-niyyati talaq. Nikah with intention of talaq. That is, it's one-sided now. Somebody proposes to his sister and the act is done. But inside him, he knows that this lady, he wants to marry her for a year. Maybe he travels to America or Britain or so. Instead of what, committing dinner. He has to say, let me look for a lady that I will do nikah with. And they do nikah in the proper way. There's Rothschild, Shaidan, there's Wali, there's... But inside him, he knows that my intention is just to marry this lady for a period of a year, 6 months. Is this nikah mut'ah or is nikah sahih? Okay. Now, there's a difference of opinion. There's a difference of opinion. So some people have the opinion that this is woman was a nikah mut'ah. Because in case of nikah mut'ah, both of them, they act. The woman knows that what is going to marry me for a month. But in this case now, this is not disclosed to her, but the man has the intention of what? Divorcing her. But the other scholar, they said, you can't say it is what? You can't say it's worse than mutar. In fact, you can't say it is haram. He didn't tell you that he's going to divorce her. He didn't tell anybody. He didn't tell anybody. This is just what? And he may have what? A change of mind. That, this type of, this woman is not somebody to divorce within a year. Let me, I will take this woman to my country. And you may say, okay, this woman I want to marry up on life. And after 3 weeks, it's a guy. So your intention has changed here as well. From what? Life contract to what? So that's why some scholars they watch, they are against it completely, and some said, no, you can't say this haram. Because this man that you are talking about, he didn't tell you that he's going to do it for, if that is just something that he keeps within himself. He didn't disclose this to anybody. So the wallahu alam, it is best avoided. It is best avoided. But if it happens, the stronger opinion is that what? It is nikah sahih. Wallahu alam. No. That when we say nikah batil, you have concluded the issue. You have concluded the issue. Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah ta'ala sanctioned this. Likewise, Sheikh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. In fact, he narrated the story of the man who had that intention, but he did not, later he didn't implement it. The woman later became what his wife killed in his death. The man was now narrating to the Sheikh that this is what he had intention at the beginning. So they said, why do you want to call it nikah batil? When they have been up to everything, there is no shy, so there is no pronouncement of what I'm going to marry you for. So the man just has it in his mind. So and what he has in his mind, he may fulfill it, he may not fulfill it. But those who say it's worse than Musa, they are looking at it from the angle of that if it is better for both of you to come out and agree that let us marry for 1 month, so that you fall in what is what? Haram, that we know you are falling. But for you to now deceive the lady again, this is worse. Nikah with Nisiyar, this is a new thing. New thing in that it was not common in the past. What was common in the past is what is called Nikahu al-Nahariyat. Al-Nahariyat are the women that the husband only go to them in the afternoon. So there will be an agreement that we are going to marry, but it is only in the afternoon I will come to you. So they write that the women will ask, okay, I have not done this afternoon. So the issue of coming to sleep, you know, the night is what? The most important thing. When we say, okay, you are sharing your day, the night is the most important. The day of marriage should be what? For the man. Unless it is around, then you have to be in the house of the one who has the night. But if it's at his work, he has his own seat. But if it's around, you will be in the house of the one that has, that is the one who has the previous night, not the coming morning. The previous night, no night before day. So, but there are some women that are called what? Nahariyat. That the man only comes in the afternoon, the day. the night the man will be busy. So these women, they gave up their rights. Now in the case of nikah of ikhtiyar, is a new thing, and that's a woman that is rich. She just wants to be under a man rather than watch misbehaving around. So she's not going to take the responsibility of almost everything. She'll be the one to be prepared, to be feeding herself, doing this, doing that. So all the man will be doing is just want to sleep with her. No responsibility. So when this happened, scholars, they look at it, they start. Much more think Islami, they think council, they start, they look at it. Because you know, there are issues. That when issues like this come up, there are burning issues. Scholars will sit down. So what, after discussing, some people condemned it, they said this is nonsense. Some said, but look at it, she has given up her rights. The man is supposed to watch, feed her, clothe her. And this man that is supposed to feed her, he doesn't have. But this woman is ready to want to give up her rights. So what's the blame? If she's no more ready to give up her rights, then what? She can call for what? Hold on. And this is why a lot of scholars also permitted it. Western said it is haram. As I've said, that is a contemporary issue. And we know the case of Sauda, radiallahu anha, that when she grew old, she could not satisfy the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She knew this. And she was afraid that she may be divorced. Before any message of divorce came to her, she told the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, I want you to give my days to Aisha. And Messenger of Allah welcomed that. Her day was given to Aisha radiallahu anha, and she and Aisha were very close. So this is what giving up a right. And don't forget, we have talked about things like this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said was still true. At times a man would behave like a, would compromise some things because of what? The greater benefit. And it may be a woman that would compromise something because of what? The greater benefit. So it can fall in the side of the woman, it can fall in the side of the man. Like that woman that says, okay, if the issue of maybe taking care of me, feeding me, that will be the problem. I don't mind. Leave that. I don't want to be committing zina. I want to be under a man that I will do what? The right nikah. So this is called Zawadi Musiyar, wallahu alam. Okay. No, it is what what will survive as a food, so to say, radu'an min al-maja'a. So it is the feeding is the one that is born out of hunger. So Messenger also he also said what the radu'an al-fataka al-amwa. So the radu' is what we break the amwa, that is what will go into the intestines that we absorb by the bloodstream. So it's not just little thing. So and this it practice for 5 times. So it becomes what? Haram. But less than 5 times, according to the strongest opinion, does not count. Less than 5, not does not count. 5 above counts. And that person is treated like the mother of the person that she has breastfed. And the husband is mahram for the one she has breastfed. But not for, not for the one that she has breastfed. But that does not affect his own brothers, his own siblings. That is the one that, and does not affect the parents as well. Allah. Subhanaka wa bihamdika. Sorry, I wanted to put the verb فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَا جَلَهُنَّ دَبْنِزْ سُرَةُ الطَّلَاقِ فَإِذَا بَلَغْنَا جَلَهُنَّ فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفِ أَوْ فَارِقُهُنَّ بِمَعْرُوفِ وَأَشْهِدُوا ذَوَيْ عَلِّمِينَ فَأَكِمُوا شَعْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. So this is where I'm sure that in that surah.